Now, Manchester City have won a lot in the last decade, but overnight, the big story in the world of sport is that they have been charged with over 100 offences by the Premier League for some little misdemeanours going on in terms of financial record keeping and transparency. And I want to find out what that might mean for them going forward. 100 is a lot. Ian Danter is from TalkSport in the UK, and I'd like to know if he's a Chili Peppers fan. Hello, Ian.
Yeah, hi, Daniel. You're all right, mate.
I'm going well, mate. Going well. You're a Chili Peppers man, Ian?
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. I've never seen them live, but Blood Sugar Sex Magic is, that's right up there. I mean, I've loved, Chad Smith is one of my favourite drummers, and he's on that album, those drums just sound immense. I love that record.
There you go. Look at you getting all music-y on me. That's magnificent stuff from you. Hey, I was going to bed last night, Ian, and news was filtering through about these charges laid by the Premier League against Manchester City. Over 100 of them, which is a lot. Ian, what is this? Break it down for us. What is actually happening?
Well, the Premier League have been investigating Manchester City for some years. This all originated because a German newspaper, Der Spiegel, back in 2018, they started reporting allegations against the way that Manchester City were operating their finances with regard to what they were declaring in terms of sponsorship income and where the sponsorship money was coming from. Then further stories emerged about a previous manager, Roberto Mancini, and whether his salary was being added to by, nefarious means. You know, he was earning more than they could, he was. And just there's a number of, as you say, over 100 breaches have been alleged by the Premier League over a period, pretty much a decade's worth of transgressions that the Premier League believe happened. Manchester City released a statement within an hour or so of the Premier League releasing their statement, and as you might imagine, they've robustly denied the allegations that have been thrown at them. And now it's going to go to the courts, and it's going to go to an independent commission who are going to look at the detail. And it's funny, Daniel, it's quite ironic that this announcement has been made by the Premier League a couple of days before there's the potential for an independent fan-led review into football to be ratified by the British government, which would mean that the Premier League would no longer have, complete control over investigating things that happen under its watch, sort of thing. So there's all sorts of strands to this, but the big strand is Manchester City, who have won so many trophies, are, particularly in the modern era, of course, with the ownership from the Gulf States who've been in charge since 2008, it's all being queried as to the legitimacy of those wins and those trophies.
Is the timeline interesting in your eye? It's the first thing that sort of popped up to me. The Citigroup took over. Saudi-based Citigroup took over in 2008, and all of a sudden from 2009, according to these allegations and breaches, things have gone a little bit, differently there at Manchester City.
Well, it's an easy parallel to draw, isn't it? You can look at that and it looks fairly cut and dry, but who knows? I mean, the specifics interest me with regard to... The allegations basically centre around, I suppose you would call it creative accounting, I suppose, in terms of how Manchester City presented their financial records, and the Premier League alleged that they're not accurate. And financial fair play, of course, has been a very important topic in European football particularly, and certainly in the Premier League, as the Premier League has started to really pull away from the other major European leagues in terms of the money spent on players. You'll have seen, I'm sure, Daniel, the difference in the money paid by Premier League clubs in the recent transfer window compared to all the other major leagues around Europe. It's a lot of money sloshing around in the Premier League.
There is a lot of money sloshing around in the Premier League. It's big business and it's high profile and there's ego involved with all this sort of stuff when we get to these levels. Ian, I just wonder what are the possible sanctions for Manchester if they're found to be guilty, and there's obviously a due process to go through and all that sort of stuff. But we've had, I'm not sure if you're aware of the Melbourne Storm scandal more than a decade ago around these parts where they were stripped of titles for a second set of books that were breaking all the rules. Are these the possibilities for Manchester City if it goes wrong?
Well, there's all sorts of possibilities. I mean, an example in Europe in recent times was Juventus being relegated, two divisions, and having titles stripped away from them for breaches of law in Serie A. So the interesting thing with this is that with regard to the Premier League and these, you know, allegations that have been made, there's no statute of limitations that Manchester City can call upon.
Yep.
You know, sometimes in other federations, then there's a certain cut-off point past which time you know, you can't be charged, but that doesn't exist in this point. The fact that it's, you know, over a decade ago means nothing. So the potential could be anything from points deductions to relegations and expulsion from the Premier League. But this is all speculation and supposition at the moment as to what could be done, because what do they do? Do they issue, if, let's say, as you say, there's over 100 breaches, do they issue a penalty for each breach, or do they put it under one, you know, whole umbrella punishment for all the breaches put together? Do they have to go over a certain number of breaches that are found to be true before they... I don't know, there's so many whys and wherefores with this. We're in such unprecedented territory with this. But you know, and I know, that Manchester City will fight their case really strongly to make sure that, I mean, they've said they want this once and for all, decided once and for all with their statement, which was pretty short and sweet. You'll have seen that on the Manchester City website, that they're quite adamant that there is no case to answer here.
What do you reckon the old budget is for the Manchester City legal team on this? Any idea on the budget?
Well, I could imagine they could do like Steve Montgomery Burns in The Simpsons and have as many lawyers as they want up against, and the Premier League could have Lionel Hutt. You know, it could be that. I mean, in all seriousness, the Premier League, which has gone through some difficult times in recent years with changes in chief executive, you know, Richard Scudamore left his post. You know, and the Premier League has been queried for the way it's run the game in this country. It must feel that it has a watertight case to bring to take on a club of the might and the muscle of Manchester City.
It's a good point.
But then Manchester City have said straight away that these charges are incorrect, they're bogus, and they will fight them vigorously. There is no right of appeal. If a ruling is handed down and Manchester City disagree with it, under the laws, they cannot go to the Court of Arbitration and appeal that decision.
Right.
So if a decision is reached, it's binding.
Well, sounds like there's going to be a bit to play out with all this, and there's a lot to read and absorb when you're finding out more about these charges that have been laid by the Premier League against Manchester City. Can't wait to find out more and how it goes. Ian, always great to chat to you, mate. Look forward to doing it again soon. Take care.
Cheers, fella. Thank you.
Ian Danta, TalkSport in the UK and the Manchester City situation. He referenced the statement from Man City. I'll read it to you because it's not that long. Manchester City FC is surprised by the issuing of these alleged breaches of the Premier League rules, particularly given the extensive engagement and vast amount of detailed materials that the EPL has been provided with. The club welcomes the review of this matter by an independent commission to impartially consider the comprehensive body of irrefutable evidence that exists in support of its position. As such, we look forward to this matter being put to rest once and for all. So the skew of the language there is very much, we've got you covered, we've given you everything you need, what more do you want? Go away, is effectively the statement there from Manchester City, but we'll see what happens.